flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Baby, let's go.
When I told her, I thought Debo was on that.
I might go skiing with those boys in a month or so.
Boy, make sure you videotape him on the dance floor.
Yo, even Maniac was texting me about him, dude. Oh. When Maniac's texting about you,
that is funny.
All right, we're going to need some college hoops in our life, like a college hoops update. Maybe White Brian can help us with that, because I know we've got Bama-Auburn this weekend, number one versus number two. So we got lots to figure out. But right now, we're kind of having this conversation. It's funny, man. I mentioned Nick Bolton, the Chiefs linebacker, who's just a hell of a good player. He's only 25, headed for free agency. It looks like KC's going to keep him. He wants to be there. KC, I would think, tries to get an extension done. All I did, I said, my guess is KC tries to get an extension done, but if that doesn't happen, Nick Bolton would be on my radar. He just, every time you watch Kansas City, he stands out.
Yeah, he makes plays.
And then people are just like, oh, who are you getting rid of? What are you trying to do? I'm just talking about a player that could potentially be a free agent that I think is good. Like, I don't think we need to make these grand.
Voice your opinion and stop going to check the the replies.
You might be right on that one.
Because you get caught up in it.
Here's what I did want to discuss. Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Sports, maybe what they're called now. They've built a media business in a really smart way. It's a lot of really smart people, young people that look at things from different perspectives. And they came out with a list of every team's needs across the NFL. Because, dude, even the Eagles are going to go into this offseason with a bunch of needs.
Hell yeah.
They're going to lose a bunch of people. Things happen, right? Like, the Eagles got to figure out what they're doing with Zach Bond, et cetera.
Yep.
Commanders, 2025 team needs from Underdog Sports. I think I agree with number one. Edge. I thought Fowler played well, double-digit sacks, right? Yeah. But at the same time, man, he's a free agent. Farrell's a free agent. Armstrong has 1 year still with a little bit of guaranteed money. Like, they lack a true high-end playmaker at the position.
Consistency.
But two, they just lack people at the position. Like, we said it earlier, they have 28
free agents.
Pending free agents.
Yeah.
So I agree with Underdog on this one that Edge is the top of the list. Do you land there? Biggest need.
I've said it. This is my second day saying it this week. Said it last week. Said it week before. If you don't see that, you're missing a lot.
That's why, to me, knowing he's available, Garrett is my top.
I agree.
Off-season target. I don't know that it happens. I saw him walk the red carpet in New Orleans. I mean, the dude is massive. Maybe, I don't know if that was just CK asking us a question in the hallway, or if that is a narrative. Leville, see if you can look up Myles Garrett's Pro Football Focus grade. The guy's an absolute freak, at least 14 sacks in the last 4 years. He's only had one time in his career, his rookie year when he got hurt, that he had under double-digit sacks. Had 22 tackles for losses last year. To me, the top need is edge, and the top priority is Garrett. I don't know that you'll get there. I don't know what the price will be because you one, have to pay a price to trade for him, but two, you've got to pay him. He's going to want a new deal.
Yeah.
That might not be why he's leaving Cleveland, but he did wait till his guarantees were over to ask out of Cleveland.
Well, he's giving them everything he can, and look at what that team is. Does it look like anything is moving in the right direction for them right now?
No.
So, I mean, they can't say he wasn't loyal.
Totally. Like, if you're not going after Garrett, just kind of a look at the edge rusher marketplace, the next best player available is Khalil Mack, who's undoubtedly been very good. Mm-hmm. But Khalil Mack last year, I mean, he will turn 34 in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And last season only had 6 sacks. Like, there was talk of him retiring. I have no idea what that talk is now. This is not an opportunity in a free agency class that there's going to be a lot of really good pass rushers available. Frankly, the best pass rushers don't really become available.
Totally.
Hassan Reddick, anybody want to deal with that mess between the Jets and the Eagles? Chase Young's available. Judon, Josh Sweat, who had a really good Super Bowl. One name I wouldn't rule out just because of the intense familiarity with the defensive coaching staff is Tank Lawrence, DeMarcus Lawrence from Dallas, going to be a free agent.
How would it Tank?
That to me is like a depth signing. He'll be 33. He hasn't had a real impact kind of season in some time, but that doesn't mean at 6'3", 270 he can't help you. But it would have to be a similar deal that you kind of got Fowler and Farrell on.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I'm just saying, as a name of familiarity, playing for Witt, playing for Quinn, that just wouldn't shock me. Because they are just going to have to add, to say bodies isn't fair, but they're going to have to add depth pieces to the roster.
True.
I feel like it's Garrett all the way. I will open that up to at least the aquarium. Do you feel, Jeffrey, edge rush is the biggest need for this team? Or even you can go broader than that, like setting the edge being the biggest need for this team. B and I have been pretty clear about that since the season ended, but maybe folks see it differently.
I agree with y'all on that. We need a disruptor. We need someone that can get to the quarterback and not almost get to the quarterback. I'm not, shading our guys or anything, but that has been the problem that we have had in Washington for the past couple of years, too. We always got guys that'll get there to them. Nah, we need someone that they're planning for on our D-line because they know at any time they can't, put single coverage on this guy at the line. They have to double team him. And our guys on the other side of the line, they have to get in there and, destroy those plays. Mm-hmm. So I think we do need that edge rusher. Oh my gosh, dude. I seen Myles Garrett when he came here with Cleveland. Dude, even the thought of that coming to the Commanders, dog, I was just like, yo, we need to get him. We need to get him.
Now, that said, Brandon Coleman did a hell of a job on Garrett when Cleveland came here. It doesn't help a lot that Washington got up early in that game and it was never really a game and Garrett never really got to start rushing the passer. But he went no sack, no tackles in that game, I believe. I think he got blanked. Dude, look at Myles Garrett's game logs. I just pulled this up. You see the game logs here, B. There's something in every column except one. Only game he got blanked.
Yeah, but
I'm not drawing a great conclusion
that. We got up on them, and we started running the ball. That may be why he didn't have those sacks. If they were up on us coming, he would have probably a sack. I'm like this. That dude could play. And let's just say Brandon Coleman had a good day.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to think of anything negative about him.
I'll
ask one question. Last 25 years, anybody rush better than him?
He's in the conversation.
I'm saying on our team.
Oh, hell no.
That's all that matters to me.
No. The best Washington's had in the last 25 years is Kerrigan. Kerrigan was very consistent. Garrett has another gear.
Yeah.
Garrett's like a true elite in the sport at the position that Washington has one of, and Jaden, and maybe two, and Terry. All right, next on the list, and I think a lot of people will argue this, is outside wide receiver.
Yep.
You've got Terry. The only two wide receivers under contract this year are Terry and Luke McCaffrey. Diami and Noah Brown, free agents. Oziz, a free agent. I think you're going to have to address this draft and free agency. Now, maybe it's retaining some of your own guys. If you are to retain some of your own guys, B, who becomes your priority? Like, if you're talking the OZ, Noah Brown, Diami Brown, Crowder.
Crowder's an older guy than OZ and Diami. And I think both of those guys showed what they could be, but they weren't consistent enough at it. But if they're, like the Carl was saying earlier, if they're not the two, if they're the three to four,
yeah.
Or a four and a five,
yeah.
Does it hurt your team or help your team? You still got Luke. You know, and I think like
what do you think Luke could get done this year?
I would get on the field more consistently and then show you, because you watch him do things. He has some ability. But what kills me about people is one guy goes on the field and has games, has some plays, and the other guy didn't really get the opportunity, but you pushing him and you're not pushing the other guy. I don't care what he did the first 4 years, Diami. I care what he did last year with Cliff. And Cliff found what other people didn't seem to find. Hell, the other guy wouldn't even put him on the field. So what if he's in this system the second year and they get more of that Detroit game out of him?
Yeah.
You know, hell, the Tampa game, get that out of him.
If I have to pick between Noah Brown, Diami Brown, OZ, I might pick OZ, dude. But I also wouldn't sleep on...
OZ does a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, he does a lot.
Dude, he's their third leading receiver this season.
He played now, receiver.
It probably would have been Noah Brown prior to the injury.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable without? Let's ignore the T. Higgins level of free agent, right? Like anybody that's going to cost more than $20 million as a free agent, we're taking off.
Okay,
we're taking off, right? But maybe you're not just shopping at where they shopped last year, which was like the very bargain bin.
Okay.
Like, would you want to spend for a guy like Darius Slayton or Hollywood Brown?
See, I'm here, Jay. If the O-line is improved and they can run and have a running game, I don't think you have to go get the $30 million, $20 million guy. They showed that this year, man.
You know what dude I like that's a free agent that just seemed to make plays and with terrible quarterback play?
Who?
My man, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, the Titans receiver, 6'2", 210, coming off a rookie deal. I guess he's more than a rookie deal. I think he was an undrafted guy. But, dude, the Titans situation has been among the worst in the NFL for a few years. Mm-hmm. He's able to get – he had 9 touchdown catches last year on 32 catches.
Okay.
Like, that's –
Did he play every game?
Yeah. He missed – in 5 seasons, he's missed 3 – in 5 seasons, he's missed 5 games. I mean, that team just sucked. That might be a little sneaky guy I like. File that down, Landfill. Sneaky guy I like. Pause. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. I believe he scored against them. He had 2 touchdowns against the Skins last year.
Mm.
And I think that was from Will Levis. Imagine what Jaden does with him.
Yeah.
Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. What's he cost you, dude?
He's in his 5th year now, going to his 6th?
He's accrued 5 seasons.
Oh, no.
Valuation from over the cap.
How many catches has he had in 5 years?
Now, his first couple years, he's barely playing, right? He had to work his way up. I think he's an undrafted guy. Yeah. In five seasons, he has 126 catches for 1,700 yards. I imagine that's pretty comparable to what OZ had coming in. But I can't help but notice the touchdown rate, the yards per catch.
Do they only throw him the deep passes?
Nah. I mean, against Washington, he had 3 for 60. Two touchdowns, though. He had one long. I remember he had like a 30-yard touchdown catch. And then two. I'm not saying OZ can do a lot more underneath for you, but like you're going to have to bring some wideouts in. You're not going to draft. You're going to need seven on your roster. You're not going to draft five of them. You only have two under contract.
Oh, no. Like, they gotta come from somewhere. Somebody that was on the team to come back next year. But then again, can you bring someone in that has shown consistent play, has shown the ability to do it at this level? Then with those guys at the depth position, that helps even more. But if you just get somebody else that hadn't really done it yet, then you don't know.
Are you comfortable rolling into a season with Luke as your number two?
No, not right now.
So would you spend more?
So
do they have to at least shop in the $20 million aisle?
I don't think you have to. Listen, this offense has shown its efficiency when you have to cover every position. A lot of times when you have two big-time dudes and nobody else, the two big-time dudes, they got to take them out of the game, and then they get worried about the other guys. But if you got everybody that's as above average, that's harder for defense to worry about.
So what is kind of your attack for the outside wide receiver position?
See, I'm going to be honest with you. The outside wide receiver position, I believe you can get in the draft. I believe you can get with some of the guys you already have. I think the offensive line needs to be improved more than the outside receiver position. Because if Jaden has time, his ability to run and throw the ball is going to affect defenses.
Sure.
So I feel if you could get more pressure on quarterbacks and take care of your quarterback and get your running game moving better, that's more important than going and get a top-notch outside guy.
It's going to be interesting to watch, man. Here's what I'm thinking. Phones, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Biggest need for the Commanders, where do you want to spend the cash? Edge rusher, wide out. Or build up the lines, like B's saying. I think they are far from a finished product on either the offensive or the defensive line. Or is there somebody in-house they got to keep? Your turn to tell us, 800-636-1067. Now, here's what I got to tell you. The final stretch of the NBA regular season is heating up. Get in on all the action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. I told you last night, the couple things I told you, I was going to watch that Luka game. Luka with the Lakers is going to be really interesting once they all kind of figure each other out. And I told you, the Wiz were going to cover against the Spurs. Both things happen. Tonight, you got plenty on the slate. B, have you watched any of the Suns? Since whatever happened there at the trade deadline and they said no, that team is a mess. They're getting 3.5 points tonight at home against the Grizzlies. I kind of find that thing interesting. I also like the total. It's probably going to sail over 245.5. Phoenix just refuses to play defense. I'll be keeping an eye on that one. Pacers catching a couple points at home. Maybe you want to look at some of these player props. Pistons, Bulls. The Bulls have not been very good. Pistons are playing good offense, certainly. They're laying 4.5, which looks like, why would anybody take that? That's kind of the kind of stuff I like. Whatever it is you're looking for, ESPN Bet has got you covered. New ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can bet $10 to get $100 in bonus bets, and you unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up with promo code RADIO100 to get started today. Virginia odds and lines subject to change. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Details. B. Mitch and Finley, 130. Capital Weather Gang says snowflakes starting to fall south and west of the Beltway. Looks like snow inside the Beltway is a little later this evening, but it's coming, folks. So whatever you need to do to be safe and cool, be safe and cool, all right? it's fairly simple, man. This is your opportunity to be GM. What's your top priority? Where do you want the money to go? Let's start with our guy, Jupe, who apparently Darius is ducking him mad. What's up, Jupe?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I'm with B. Got to focus on those trenches first, man. Got to get those trenches shored up. I'm all in on Myles Garrett. And this is one thing, too, I was also thinking about. Definitely, I don't trust Howie up there in Philly. I don't want him trying to make no crazy move to go get Myles Garrett. So it's not only just trying to get him to benefit us, but also playing chess, not checkers, and making a block to make sure Philly don't get him. But after that, I would definitely, if the guys currently that are free agents on this team, definitely want to bring back Eckler. I know you guys are going to give me some grief for this, but I like Crowder, man. Bring Crowder back. As far as OZ and Deami Brown, I want to shop in a free agency, see if we can upgrade those. But if we can't find nothing better, definitely bring them back. And I want to hear your guys' thought on Keenan Allen. And then that's all I got for you.
I like Keenan Allen. I like Mike Williams. I don't know, B, if you feel differently. I'm not averse to an older receiver that's really good and has shown to be really good over time, as long as the numbers are right.
Yeah, if the numbers are right, I'm with it. But if they want to think they're going to come in and break the bank, then no.
Thank you, Jupe. Always good to hear from you, bud.
All right, for sure.
Yeah. All right. That's our guy, Jupe. Yo, some of this is so bananas, dog.
What?
I know what you're going to say, but just let me finish. So we're talking about players and free agency, and I said an interesting name for me in that tier three. I wrote the words tier three wide receiver free agency is Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. Some solid production despite awful quarterback play. He's a really long, lengthy player.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to my man Sean Wobb, who responded, I'd rather trade for Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. Like, are we having the same conversation if I'm talking about Nick Westbrook-Ikhine?
Is that Wobb or Wop?
W-O-B-B.
Okay. Just saying. what he's talking about is asinine and doesn't make a damn bit of sense. Who the hell do you have enough pieces on offense to trade for both of those people? Hell no. If a team give you those two, your whole team is decimated.
But, yo, it's also not – I'm talking about a dude you're going to sign for $7 million bucks because you need people on your roster.
All right. We got a new ban on you. You can post, but you can't read replies for the next 2 weeks.
Dog, I don't know if I can agree to that.
Just post. You don't need to read the replies because the replies seem to that right there. You should have never even said nothing about that because I'd rather trade for Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase than trying to sign a young dude who is not going to cost money like them, and nobody going to trade you those people anyway. That was stupid. You should never even touch on that.
But I'm pointing out that I think it's stupid. How about another dude said, give me Luke instead. Luke's on the roster. You're going to need other people on the roster.
Like I said, they are all in. I love Luke. But everybody's all in for Luke. Why? Just because? Because he's Christian's brother. I think the boo could play. But am I so sure that he's going to be able to make it happen?
You know how many catches Luke had last year?
12.
18.
Hey, come on, man.
I got a fix for us, B. Ready?
Yeah.
Mama Stu, make it make sense.
I can't make none of that make sense with what that dude's talking about. That's all our money. I mean, look, I'm with B, man. We got to get these trenches together. I sat there and watched this Madden game live on national TV with these Eagles. Okay? And what that line, the offensive line and the defensive line did. And honestly, you get that right, even like with your secondary. That even if you don't, you know, immediately get that right, or you figuring it out, or you draft another a DB or whatever, you need not only pressure, but you need sacks. You need to collapse those lines, and you need to protect the quarterback. As far as like the wide receiver and stuff, I'm good with like a reasonably priced either a veteran or maybe a guy like JP was talking about, like a younger guy that you can, you know, that's been consistent. I'm good with that. I love Luke too. I think a lot of people talk about Luke because when you go back, you know, people watch this all 22 and they think they know, but they see the separation he gets. Sometimes he's open, but he wasn't getting the targets. But I love him in the special teams game. I love him in that. Mm-hmm. But let's get this line shored up. Let's crush on that. And then you can work around that because I think that's what's going to make us successful.
Yep.
Thank you, Mama.
The Eagles' offensive line averaged 6'7", 6'8", 330.
Large.
And then their D linemen are big dudes that are fast. And we up here worried about receivers? Better start worried about getting our lines right. Because if you don't have time, you can't throw it to anybody.
They had
a lot of speeds on Kansas City. He couldn't catch the ball until he decided to run prevent.
Got to get your mind right. Got to get your line right. Let's take another call here on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Brian is on 695. Brian, is it snowing?
No, man, it's not snowing, man. I'm up here but near Westminster. No snow yet, man.
Okay. Appreciate
y'all. Y'all keep it, man, because I truck drives off. I don't need any of that snow. Y'all eat that. Ain't got no business. Hey, so I want to play some GM, man. So here's the thing, man. Myles Garrett, I'd love to have that guy. Really would. I mean, I think that changes the whole dynamics of the defense. But I feel like with Detroit and Philadelphia, it's going to wind up being a draft for trying to get that guy. So I'm not counting on him. And I agree with B. Mitch and what you said. With what we had on the field, we had a top 10 offensive line. If we tackle the offensive line and deep line, we can really make some things cook. So I'm down with Khalil Mack, bringing that guy in. You know, I'd like to see them go for Osa from the Cowboys, bring that guy in to help, bring him in. DJ Reed, I know that guy seemed like he was really upset when we signed Lattimore. He was upset. He wanted to come to us. So maybe that's an option. And then whatever, you know, as long with that line, I'm also interested in Chris Godwin bringing that guy in. You know, I know he was injured last year, but he's a ball-out guy. I think he'd be good for us. I don't know. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. Also, Rico on Street Sports mentioned that Baltimore has a backup left tackle that's coming up for free agency. Maybe that might be a nice look for us to put somebody else on that line and then go into your draft, running back, tight end, you know, maybe another corner out of their draft.
Brian, I got a boogie here, brother. Thank you. That was a great call. He did start to name like 17 positions there by the end, so got to cast a wide net.
But
gotta
my question, big everybody test, say Landville. Detroit and Philly. Detroit and Philly got a lot of people on their roster. Do they have enough salary cap space to fit him in?
No.
So why do now they automatically assume well too. That they're going to? Those guys have drafted and they got people.
Teams are really good. Here's what you do, and everybody can get as excited as they want about the rookie, about having a rookie quarterback on that rookie contract.
Mm-hmm.
Having the quarterback's what matters, yeah. And then you got to draft well. That's how it works.
Them. Yeah,
I'm gonna knock these last two out though because they stayed on hold. Alex in Vienna, is it snowing?
It is not snowing yet.
All right, who are you signing?
First of all, if I had to use the first three draft picks on O-line, I'm doing it because. Got to keep the quarterback healthy. That's the only reason this team is good is because of the quarterback. Let's protect him. Let's create holes for the running backs. You do that, and you're in good shape. If I was going to spend my money on a big name, I'd go for Mekhi Becton, the O-lineman, first of all. You got to replace Cosme for a few weeks next year, and then he can slide out to tackle where he originally played when he was drafted. And it hurts the Eagles. So it's a win-win. But I'm all about the O-line, man.
Yeah, Becton's an interesting one. He's a huge guard. It's working there.
He's humongous.
They drafted him as a tackle. Clearly didn't work there. That was a high draft pick from the Jets. The Jets are a broken organization. I don't hate that. Thanks for the call, Alex. Appreciate you, bud. Jalen down in Richmond. I know it's snowing in Richmond, Jalen.
Good afternoon, JP and B. Mitch. Yes, it is.
All right. Who do you want?
It's coming down good. Myles Garrett will be my number one priority. If made available, we need a game changer. And I feel like he is that. But not just that, he's also a closer. We have our closer on offense with Jaden Daniels. Myles would immediately upgrade our pass rush and our run defense. And then, similar to what previous callers have said, I also want to prioritize upgrading the offensive line, particularly at right tackle and the interior of the O-line. So if we can control both lines of scrimmage, I think that's going to propel us forward with being where we want to be at, which is competing with Philly and getting back to where we were. Thank you guys for taking my call. Help to the Breaking In Gold.
All right, brother.
Thank you, brother. Stay warm in that Richmond snow. In Old Town says it's snowing.
All right.
A lot of different ways they can go. It feels unique to believe in the direction of the front office, whatever it is they do.
We all saying this, but I know who's already thinking it, the man over there running things.
Yeah.
And he probably has a better idea of anyone we think.
You know,
We talk about what we like. He talks about what he knows.
You know who's running things in Ashburn? It is Adam Peters. You know who's running things over at Metropolitan Moving and Storage? It's our boys, Justin and John. You got to give these fellas a call. They are the official and unofficial moving company of 106.7 The Fan. It's not just moving, dude. They can handle residential or commercial. They can give you a free moving consultant estimate before you make any decisions. They can pack your boxes for you. They can build custom crates for whatever it is you need. Say you've got a bunch of servers that you want to make sure don't get harmed in a long move. Call Metropolitan Moving, man. They can do it all. And for people that need long distance, they can provide a dedicated truck and crew for any long distance move. That means no truck space sharing and a pinpoint delivery date at the time of your choosing. That's the best and, more importantly, most efficient way to move long distance, period. They've got East Coast Express service. Nobody gets you there better and faster than my boys over at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Take it from me. Hit up McCarty, 301-279-0090. Call my boy Justin. I grew up with these guys. I've known them a long time, man. I trust them with my house. I trust them with my office. You should do the same. Check them out, DCMetropolitanMoving.com. That's DCMetropolitanMoving.com. Train roll on. All right, last snow update to the day from us. Julie Morris says it just started snowing in Alexandria, Arlington. She must be there on the border. Interstate Snake says it's snowing heavy in Woodbridge. Actually, he wrote smowing, so I don't really know what that means.
Probably a friend of Jeff.
S-M-O-W.
I mean, Greg, not Jeff.
I-N-G. Lanville, are you familiar with smow?
Nope.
Okay, but it's smowing heavy in Woodbridge. Probably a typo. Mike Thundersloth says flurries in Tyson's. Noble says flurries at Catholic U. Let's make some bets.
Hard to hear first. Bro, gather around.
White Brian, my man.
Everybody lost except for JP.
Let's go. Wiz, baby. Wiz forever.
Keep betting on him.
Hit last night. Haters.
Keep betting on him forever.
Bunch of haters.
We're no haters.
It got a little, what was the final? They lost by 10, right? It was 11
yeah,
and a hook.
131 to 121.
And it was tied. Like, anywho, they covered. Who likes what tonight? Jeff, I know you're big on that Buffalo-Northern Illinois basketball game.
Nope. I'm actually going with the soccer parlay in the UEFA Champions League. I want Man City over Real Madrid, and I want Juventus over PSV.
You heard it from the man. He knows his footy.
You know his stuff, man.
I don't actually mean that.
Anyway. Give me Raptors plus 9.5, I think it is, and Knicks minus 2.5, or whatever y'all find it at.
Yeah, they're in Indy, right?
Yeah.
Playing the Pacers?
Yeah.
Landy, what do you like?
Sixers.
And it's snowing in Bristow as well.
Shout out to the snow in Bristow. Damn, Indiana basketball sucks, huh? When did that happen? I think they just announced. What good does it do a college program to announce? I understand if you got a legend, right? If you got Tom Izzo and you say, all right, he's going to leave at the end of the season because you kind of want him to have his final victory lap. Indiana's coach is that dude Mike Woodson, I think, and they announce he's leaving at the end of the season. Isn't that just going to make all these players enter the portal that much faster?
Who they getting though?
I have no idea.
That may change the thing when they
maybe
make
White
that
Brian knows who they getting. White Brian,
I don't think they know. Program is they're in shambles.
Yeah, that seems like a mess. Who knew Indiana football school? What do you like, Brian?
Auburn Tigers minus 9.5 in a bounce back spot.
Something that makes no sense. Florida just beat Auburn, right?
Yep, killed them.
Why are they only 1.5-point favorites in Starkville? That seems odd. I kind of like your Auburn bounce-back spot. I kind of like Kentucky getting 2.5 at home against the Volunteers. But the pick for tonight is I'm rolling with The team's about to quit on this coach. Give me Sparty minus 11, Michigan State, Indiana. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Barstool Nate for joining us. Thank you to Doug Kammerer for joining us. Thank you to everybody for all the snow updates. Everybody out there, be safe, man. Jaden says, heavy snow and resting. I don't know which Jaden it is. I'm just telling you, somebody named Jaden tweeted us, heavy snow and rest. I'm supposed to go play paddle.
It's not
tonight.
Dead, Jaden.
Oh, I don't know. You think I should go play paddle in the snow tonight?
No.
Why not?
No, go and do what you want to do.
Appreciate it.
Come back with an injury, then we're going to laugh at your ass.
I'm feeling injured from running this morning. Fun show today. Thank you for listening. Thank you to the boys in the aquarium for me and B. We are out of here. Grant and Danny coming up next. Made it this far. Why Brian owes you a beer.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.